Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Super Week edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com.
On 1080 The Fan.
You know, here's another Buckley conspiracy theory here. He is maybe using his 40th birthday as a guise for why he is off. You know, tonight's media night at the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Maybe he's doing bits.
Wouldn't that be something?
For our show.
There's no way his wife would let him go to New Orleans.
Yeah.
No.
Probably not.
No.
Kids are more important.
That dude's on a tight leash, let's be honest.
All right, well, it happened overnight.
It's kind of unbelievable.
When was this? Sunday?
This was...
Did we wake up to this Sunday? Or Saturday?
It was Saturday night, right around 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So when we woke up Sunday...
Yes.
Let's play the new fun game of how you all heard about it. Mm-hmm. Because I heard about it by someone saying... And I think it might have been a social media thing, or it might have been on TV, but I think it was on social media, someone saying, can you believe we woke up on Sunday morning to a Luka trade? And I was like, wait, is he serious?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yes.
What?
That was mine.
And so then I went to social media, and of course I found out that Luka Doncic was indeed traded.
Yeah. Like everyone else, I just assumed it was a stupid, you know.
Ball sack?
Like a ball sack sort of thing. And then when I saw that he was dealt to the Lakers, my first thought was... Dude, what could they possibly give up to get Luka? And how many teams are involved?
And Bronny's got to be involved, right?
You would
think.
That's
probably the piece.
I mean, LA was like, whoa, Bronny.
You want Bronny?
And then when I actually saw the deal, I must have sat there for probably 15 minutes and was like, no. And then I bet you I read about 8 different articles waiting for some sort of...
Strong no.
Like, logical... path to how this happened.
Yeah.
Because
there isn't one, is there?
There isn't one.
That's the best part of this.
No. I've watched enough Dateline and like crime shows. I always enjoy these things. And it's never any sort of grand conspiracy, right? When the wife dies, it's the husband, right? There's always the husband always has an affair, right? There's always a mistress. There's never any sort of great, weird grand conspiracy. And so it's like, clearly there is something here that you're going to look at and be like, okay, this is why it happened. It does appear that there was just 2 GMs that have been friends from Nike days from 20 years ago that just got together and seemingly gave the Lakers one of the 3 best players in the NBA. Like, there's no rational logic behind
this. Yeah, of course there is. I mean, there's always, and just like you said, there is, it's never going to be.
Yeah, one guy thought Luka was a bitch.
Look, here's the fun thing. The fun thing is, a blockbuster trade went down that no one saw coming. It sounds like the entire league, although I cannot be convinced that LeBron did not know that was coming.
According to him.
Yeah, well, he's full of crap.
Yeah.
Surely Rob Pelinka ran it by LeBron that he was going to dump Anthony Davis for Luka. Now, I'm sure LeBron was like, yeah, that's great.
Oh.
But I would imagine Pelinka told him to keep his trap shut.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't be convinced LeBron didn't at least have some sort of heads up. He may not have known that it was going down right then, but he knew something was good. There's no way they left him in the dark. Anyway, that's beside the point. The fun part about this is no one really knows why, because Nico Harrison can't say why. And so now what that does, as you well know, is it just opens the door to conspiracy theories right and left. And I got to tell you, I'm here for it. I'm here for all of them.
But ultimately,
it's going to be a pretty simple thing that they will never admit to. And it is probably that, one, you alluded to Luka just being a pain in the ass and they didn't want to deal with him anymore. That's probably part of it. It certainly sounds, there was some smoke on that years ago.
They have forced out basically anyone that Luka liked in that organization. The last couple of years, they have gotten rid of, from strength conditioning coaches to trainers. They have, and Luka even said it. He goes, they get rid of everyone I like.
The only way this makes some sense, and it does tie into what you just said that he said, is that they knew he was going to walk. That's the only way.
But everything else you read,
yeah, but
is that Luka, okay, cried so, when he found out he had just bought a $15 million house in Dallas, and that there was no, and by the way, it was the only, he cost himself $100 million with this.
Yeah.
The only place he could sign a Supermax deal was in Dallas. In fact, it seems like two things. One, Dallas thought he was soft. They were pissy with him because they didn't think he was that dedicated, and they didn't want, the owners cheap and didn't want to give him a Supermax deal.
Yeah, but I think Nico Harrison's a smart guy.
And there's,
yes, I do. And I don't think,
because I don't.
And I don't think that he would have done this based just on that. The only way they do, come on, we know, come on. The only way a player like Luka Doncic is traded in this situation at the age of 25 for a guy who's 31 and injury prone is if they are placing a bet that they can't keep him. That's the only way.
Okay, but then
Luka's probably full of crap.
And even if you buy
it's PR.
I want you to realize that 34-year-old Kevin Durant got Cam Johnson, Zaire Williams, two firsts from Phoenix, the New York Knicks first, Milwaukee's first, another first from Phoenix, New York's first, two Phoenix pick swaps, three more Phoenix first, a Brooklyn second, two Milwaukee seconds, and a Dallas second. At 34 years old, coming off Achilles injuries, Luka, who's just a little heavy at times, got Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and one first?
Well, here's the other thing. So that leads you to, I'm going to go down the conspiracy theory road. That leads you to believe that Luka was like, dude, you have pissed me off. They don't like Luka. He wanted out of there, and the only place he wanted to go was the Lakers, and he said, we can do this the hard way, or we can do it the easy way. And the easy way is you call up the Lakers, and you make a move, and at least you get something for me, or else, you know, because here's the thing. Michael Rosenberg, I think, Rosenberg, he's a writer for Sports Illustrated. He said this today, and he's exactly right. He said, the problem with stars in the NBA is that they need you need them more than they need you, and they know it.
Yeah.
And Luka knows this, and so the franchise rarely has any control over a star, and that's why you see trades like this, is because the stars, they make demands. Now, it's not going to get out. It didn't get out, or at least it hasn't gotten out. But there's got to be something that explains a smart GM, and I do think he's a smart GM, he's a very well-respected guy before this trade, Nico Harrison. He's the guy that brought in Kyrie. He got him to the finals. I mean, he's done a good job there. There has to be a logical explanation. And if there's not, he needs to be fired tomorrow. But we'll never know, because in the NBA, you're never going to get the true story. I would imagine Luka is playing this, oh, woe is me card, because he wants to look good PR-wise. But ultimately, obviously, it's soured between the two of them. There's no question about that, right?
No. Yeah.
There's no question.
Yeah,
the question is just what happened, and I'm guessing that's That's closer to it than not.
All I can go by is what I read, and it sounds like they didn't like his dedication. They didn't like that he got heavy, right? And yet he's still the second or third best player in the league. He took you to the NBA Finals last year, and yes, he's dealing with a calf issue again. So basically, you're just saying you're punting on a 25-year-old MVP, one of the three best players in the league, because you don't like his dedication, and you're trading it for a 31-year-old guy who you don't like the dedication and is hurt more than Luka is.
But there's no way that's the whole story. There's just no way, and you know that. So the question is what
then
is...
Then I'll wait for it to come out.
But it won't. It's not going to come out. So, and I would imagine it won't come out because all the parties, including Pelinka, are making sure that it doesn't. Because Nico called, from what I read, Nico... The only guy he called is Pelinka.
That's the part that I think is weird.
Another part of this. I think that's even the weirder thing. I'm guessing somewhere in there, Luka said, dude, I know I'm up for the Supermax, but you guys have pissed me off right and left. You say I'm this, you say I'm that. I just got you to the finals. F you. I am going to sniff around in free agency. Okay, even if he just said that, okay? Nico's got to go back and go, well, dude, we might lose this guy and get nothing. So what do we do? Do we move? We don't like how he handles himself anyway. Yeah. So why don't we just move him now? Now, the only thing that I don't even have a conspiracy theory on, I cannot explain why they wouldn't shop around.
Yeah.
They only called Pelinka and told Pelinka to shut up about it.
Every GM in the league is coming out right now and saying, basically through their sources, that we would have offered so much more than this.
And wouldn't a logical explanation to that be that Luka said, all right, you son of a bitch, get me to L.A.? Wouldn't that make sense?
Well, that's what Dame did. And guess what? He didn't end up in Miami. The days of being able to pick where you go with the second apron and all that, that's kind of dead.
I don't agree with
that. I'm sorry. All I know is Nico Harrison, his legacy is going to be one of three things. One, the dumbass couldn't get Steph Curry's name right and botched the deal to Nike. He refused to pay Jalen Brunson $55 million over 4 years. Great move. And by the way, you just gutted a generational player that had just taken you to the NBA Finals that was 25 years old. I'm sorry, dude, that dude is a dumbass and this might go down as the worst move in NBA history.
I would agree with that statement. I don't think he's a dumbass. I think he had to do it. And I think he made a calculated risk to do it, and we'll never know why. But I just don't think anybody in the league makes that move without having to.
Yeah.
I mean, he was held over a barrel. This is what stars do. And I do think – so Lillard is way different than Luka. Those, to me, are two different, especially at Lillard's age. The Blazers didn't send him to Miami because Miami didn't have what they wanted in return. It turns out that the Lakers did.
Really?
Or
that's what you wanted?
Well, I think Nico looked at this and went, my God, at least we got something. This is a bad situation he was put in, I'm guessing. And I don't know if Luka said just L.A. or nothing, but it's pretty clear that guy isn't going to trade Luka Doncic without knowing Luka was 1 foot out the door.
Yeah.
So we'll never know.
Nico's also been known to, like, he has a love affair of Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
And his idea is he's gotten Kyrie back on the straight and narrow. And so you can have Kyrie, your star point guard, and now you have Anthony Davis, your star big. That was how you used to win a title.
Aging superstars.
Yeah. Hey,
with attitude and injury problems, and put them all together and see what happens.
If your star has you over a barrel, yes, that's what you have to do. At least he bought 2-3 years. I mean, he could have gone young, which that's probably would have been the better option. Mm-hmm. And opened it up and let people pay you a billion picks for Luka.
All I know is when you have to try to get ahead of a situation and nobody, and I mean no one, is on your side, you done screwed up.
Say again, what?
Nico is coming out and trying to spin
he
this.
He looks terrible.
He looks like an absolute ass clown, and there's not a single person in that league defending him.
No.
That means you've stepped in it.
Of course he stepped in it, but I don't think he had a choice. If it comes out that he had a choice and they were fine with, and Luka was fine staying there, and they were going to sign Luka to the Supermax, and that's the trade that he pulled off for Luka, and there's no other explanation, if that's true, dude,
Well,
dumbest guy in NBA history.
But look at the
I get why people are saying
even
that.
Even if he had to go, look at the deals that happened, like with Minnesota, right? And for Karl-Anthony Towns, and look what the deals that happened for Gobert, and look at the deals that happened for Kevin Durant. And none of them, look at Anthony Davis, none of them can sniff Luka's jock. Yeah. And you got Anthony Davis and again, a one?
Maybe he said Lakers are bust.
I guess.
You know, again, the stars run everything in this league. So there's another, out in Dallas, there's actually a pretty juicy conspiracy theory floating around about this, because even there, they're like, we don't know what happened. What's going on? And we'll tell you about that one next. Here's Will.